This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tess.
Thank you, Macca. We have in the studio a young man called Brendan Weiss. Brendan Weiss, I met about 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. Brendan sort of knocked.
He doesn't look old enough to.
Brendan knocked on my door. Actually, you know, we've never really talked about it, but you're actually after some money, if I recall correctly. Yes, and of course, I couldn't give you any at the time. But since then, you've actually managed to find some money and make Start Out become a thing.
Correct. Yeah, we did.
So tell us all about Start Out.
So Start Out is now probably in its fourth year, and we run a mentoring program online for LGBTI youth in sort of regional and rural Australia. So that's been actually going quite well. So we had a bit of we've got a bit of private funding now. So yeah, it's great.
So the mentoring program works online.
Yeah, that's right.
So mentors and mentees never actually meet in person.
No, that's right. So generally we're matching people in different places, but that's been sort of up and running now for a little while. So now I'm on to my next little adventure.
Which is?
So this is, so it's a new thing that I'm up to. Is there's a basically a group of an investor network out of the US called Gangels, which is quite an interesting little project. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's
I've heard of it. Yes.
Yeah. So they've got about 200 sort of people in their network, and in the US, UK, Canada, and so I'm kind of helping them create a little bit of a group in Australia now.
So what is Gangels? Tell us all about that.
So it's a essentially, it's a group of people that invest in early stage private companies. So this is
startups, Tess.
Yeah, startups. So not startups, startups.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's so we've got about probably 10 or 15 people locally that have been sort of showing interest in being in the investor community here in Australia. So this is my day job, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So Gangels are, in fact, the investors?
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
I'm presuming that they would be people who have some available cash?
Exactly,
Resources so that they can...
Generally people who have been successful at running their own businesses and now looking to invest in new companies or give back to the computers. But the Gangels Network invests in LGBT founders, which is just an interesting concept.
Give us a profile of what a Gangel might look like here in Melbourne.
So there's a Gangel in Melbourne. Well, it could be anybody, really. So generally people in the business community that are... interested in putting some capital into new companies, something interesting, technology startups and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. And give us some examples of some of the projects that have been started up.
So there's a couple of interesting ones. There's been some all-natural beverage companies is one. There's been a location-based technology company. Yeah. So there's a few businesses around that have that have kind of approached me through the gangels.com.au website. Mm. And part of the reason why so I'm doing this is because there's a
gap.
Well, definitely a gap in the market when you're a new company looking to raise capital.
Yeah, it's hard enough, just generally, but specifically, if what you're doing has might have, you know, a great focus or some more focus on our communities, and you know, reality is funding's very hard to get for startups.
Absolutely,
but then you know you've then got to get. You know, the people funding you as a startup, they've got to, you know, be accepting and supportive of LGBTI.
Absolutely. And so, it's more about having the network behind you as well. So a business that takes on investment from the Gangels network then is able to reach into that network and ask for support or connections or advice at any time.
So what does the Gangel get out of investing in one of these startups?
Well, the
apart from feeling good.
Yeah, apart from feeling good, the idea is to generate a return generally. So if you're already in the investing community, then you probably are looking for a financial return at the end of the day. So if the business does well, you might be able to sell your shares and that sort of thing. And another interesting, sort of an exciting thing for me at this point is we're being supported by the University of Melbourne. So the University of Melbourne has a program with the Wade Institute of Entrepreneurship called the VC Catalyst Program. So they've actually been able to support me personally to run through a venture capital course. And also, it's available to any of the Gangels to look into and join up as well.
Yeah. So, Brendan, it sounds like...
So, there's a few things going on.
It sounds like, you are this sort of entrepreneur extraordinaire, really. Here you are sort of setting things up and watering them and allowing them to bloom and...
Yeah, that is kind of what I enjoy doing, I guess you could say.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Where do you get your enthusiasm and your ideas from?
Oh, so I guess there's always a connection between the things that I'm up to generally. It's always technology based. There's always my background is software development, computer and emerging technology generally. So all of the kind of things I'm doing have a bit of
of
that in
there. When I first met you, you were talking about having designed this software to allow the startup thing
to work out. Yeah,
That's right.
So they're all kind of, they're all connected somehow.
Did Tash give you any money?
No.
No.
You know, Tash...
Oh, you could be a Gangel, yeah.
I suppose I could be.
Yeah.
Tash has got the first drachma he ever earned.
actually, Macca, Brendan had come to see me largely to get money out of my employer.
Yes,
and it wasn't successful at the time. Yeah, and not because it wasn't a great initiative. It was a fantastic initiative. It just wasn't the sort of thing that the organisation that I worked for did or
Absolutely.
Invested in.
Yeah.
So just before we do sort of wind up, tell us a little bit about Startout and how that's going.
So Startout's going really well. So we've been supported by Australian Unity as a corporate partner, a community partner, and and Qantas has also recently come on board and given us one of their side-by-side grants. So we're able to reach out more broadly into the regional and rural sort of communities out there. So we've been out to lots of different events. So we were at the Broken Heel Festival, had a presence there. We've been at Shepparton, Geelong, Newcastle. So we're getting out and about this year. It's really exciting.
And how many mentors and mentees do you have on your books?
So we're getting about probably one or two requests a month for mentors. And we have about 80 to 100 mentors on the books at the moment that have been through our training program that we've developed.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's really great.
Fantastic. And so once somebody's in the program, how do they contribute back to the overall Startout sort of movement?
So we're always looking for support and help. We're always looking for people to join our events, promote our what we're up to, and just generally create awareness in their workplaces, or invite us in to their community groups to have a chat. Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Usually a good way to do it.
Fantastic.
So it's an awesome initiative, and one that I'm sure is gonna make the difference between success and failure for a lot of people. I think it's awesome. It's such a basic thing, but such a good thing. And to have, someone who's passionate about this and is prepared to put the time and effort into it, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's pretty good. It's
great to see you again, Brendan, and thanks for coming into the studio.
My pleasure.
It's great to hear the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And how it's all really just snowballing.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.